shopping, isn't it? Let's now go to our friend Dave in Southfields. Hello, David.
Good morning, Candyman.
Ah, it's Guinness talking onto Guinness. This is all very good.
I mean, one of these... fast be with you.
One of these days, I'm going to do an entire Guinness show. both of ours edged towards Michael Winner, of course. Let us remind people, when we were asking on Monday and Tuesday, and we are celebrating Oscar week here on the show, for people to bring us their favourite speeches from films, this is, again, it's always worth hearing. This is what David did. Everyone else had just rung up, and it affected accents to a certain extent, but nobody brought the production values that David knocked our socks off when he did this.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Now, that was on Tuesday. And then yesterday, David, you rang us back and tell everyone... You don't have to do the voices. In fact, I'm begging you not to. But tell everyone... you rang back and said, I've got another version of it. Exactly the same speech, and he had another version of it. And tell us what you did yesterday for us.
I did Zippy and George from Rainbow.
Exactly the same speech. And you had to have been listening yesterday to appreciate how good it was. He did Zippy and George from Rainbow. And now today, I said... Let's ring back and we'll do a duet, because I can't have somebody do all the voices on the show when I'm sitting there. Now, what voices are under consideration to do this speech again from?
Well, I've thought about several voices.
Yeah, and what brought it down to what, two, three, what?
Well, I got it down to one possible voice if I was going to be Vader, but you said you wanted to be Vader.
No, you can be Vader. You can be Vader.
Well,
let's not argue about that. You can be Vader.
For Ben Kenobi.
Huh?
I've got a better voice for Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, but I don't know all the words for Vader. I know the words.
Right.
I know the words for Kenobi. Who could you be for Vader?
Who could I be?
Yeah.
You want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy Osbourne.
No, Ozzy Osbourne. Okay. Now I know you do a Frank Spencer as well.
Yes, I do.
Well, okay.
That's who Ben Kenobi would have been.
It's David.
Oh, I see. It would have been Dave. It would have been Frank Spencer. Another day, perhaps. We'll see how this performance goes. I'm torn about who to do my voices in. I don't know whether to do it as the Elephant Man, which I do a pretty good Elephant Man. I do a good Brian Walden. He may be a lovely bloke, Prime Minister. He may be a lovely bloke, but nobody remembers Brian Walden. Or I can do it as Max Bygraves, and I think I'm going to do it as Max. So you do Obi-Wan. I do Obi-Wan as Max, right? And you can do Darth as who again?
As Ozzy Osbourne.
As Ozzy Osbourne. Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC London 94.9 Repertory Company presents Star Wars, the famous confrontation between Obi-Wan Obi and, of course, Darth Vader, with this time David Southworth presenting Ozzy Osbourne and myself as Max Bygraves. Ladies and gentlemen, your indulgence, please.
Obi-Wan, we meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
You're only a master of evil, Darth.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Are we done? We're done. Thank you. Yes. To which the audience say...
Tiberium Fire!
They changed our local tally into a bowling alley and things ain't what they used to be.
Be honest, Valen. Yeah. Where else are you going to get that? You're not going to get it.
I can't imagine where else I'd get that.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
There used to be trains, not very quick, got you from place to place. Now there's just jam.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah. Another time we'll hear your Frank Spencer, and as soon as I can work myself up to another impression, we'll do that.
Parking meters outside our doors to greet us. Now things ain't what they used to be.
whore, monkeys.
Oh, monkeys.
What you got over there, Waylon Leonard?